I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report with Alexa Topolsky in New York City. Grocery shopping at Fairway is a metaphor for life in New York City. How often do you shop there, Alexa?
Oh, hey, Stephen. I shop there far too often. I tend to go 3 or 4 times a week. And Fairway is a store that's a landmark in New York. It's one of the cheapest places to buy groceries in a place where groceries are expensive. So I go there. It's in our neighborhood. It's a huge store. When I first started going to Fairway, I was really overwhelmed because it was full. There was so much to buy, and it was so full of people. It was so crowded that I used to get really irritated all the time, and I'd be in a bad mood, and I'd snap at people, and it was just too much for me. And you have to learn how to get a number and stand in line at all these different counters. And so I used to kind of dread going, and going shopping for groceries was a real ordeal. And then as I got more comfortable living in New York and going to Fairway to buy my groceries, you find that you just get used to it. And it was, even though it was so crowded, you stop noticing it after a while. And the crowds just are part of the whole experience. And I would kind of get to know the guys behind the counters, and you learn the little tricks, like you have to tell them to slice the meats really thinly, and the guy at the fish counter would tell me not to get the mussels that day because they weren't fresh, and you kind of learn your way around. There's all kinds of little tricks to living in New York because it's so crowded, and you've got to sharpen your elbows and get in there, and all that was all kind of a microcosm at the store Fairway on the Upper West Side.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank. 100
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, today with Mitch Garbus, discussing dining opportunities in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Steve, last time we spoke, I mentioned a few of the higher class restaurants that I experienced in Steamboat Springs, but you don't have to spend a lot of money to enjoy your food at Steamboat. For example, I went for lunch at the Smokehouse, and they served me, they had a turkey sandwich, which was to die for. They also had something called a buffalo loaf. Now, of course, I looked at the menu and said to the waitress, could you please tell me what a buffalo loaf is? And, of course, meatloaf made of buffalo meat, which was very tasty. I had a small little taste. Very, very exciting. I then went to the Tap House, where Dave and company served me. It's a sports bar, so regular fare. You could have chicken, wings, chili. Willem would have loved the chili at the Tap House. Let me tell you, this was a very, very tasty little dish, and so was Cindy, who I would thank for serving me, and I have to thank Cindy not only for serving me at the Tap House, but also for the skiing lessons that she supplied. I then went to, we also had a couple of restaurants on the slopes. At the top of the gondola, there's Hazy's restaurant, who has a wonderful, wonderful conch chowder, which, of course, we did not experience, and then the next day we went to Ragnar's, which is Scandinavian food, which is also on top of the slopes. But they told me, look, if you're not an expert skier, have the ski patrol run you over from the gondola. So it was a little hairy getting to Ragnar's, but well worth the trip.
I'm Willem Backus with a Travel World Report. This has been a NASCAR marketing production.